Magna Story Sound presents an unabridged recording of The Other Woman, written by Iris Gower, read by Claire Morgan. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Magna. Chapter 1. Gwenllyn Lyons stood in the small, dim interior of the church and glanced up at the man at her side. In a few minutes, when the preacher had finished his droning exhortations to them to be faithful and true, she would be married to a stranger, and with her belly full of another man's child. The preacher seemed unable to stop his sermon, and Gwenllyn shifted her position, impatient to be out of the church and into the fresh air of the cold snap that had taken the early spring sunshine and turned it back to winter. Her little pony and trap would be waiting to take her home, and then she would never have to see Harold Reese again. This man, this cattle drover, was marrying her for the generous bag of gold she was giving him. It was a simple bargain, a child born in the bonds of marriage in exchange for money. At last the service was over, and Gwenllyn escaped outside, gulping air into her lungs, fearing she would be sick. Harold was at her side, helping her towards the church gate, where a young boy held the reins of her horse, smoothing the animal's soft nose and whispering soothing words. She allowed Harold to help her into the trap, and to her surprise, he climbed in after her.
"Where do you think you're going?" she demanded.
"I'm coming home with you."
He didn't look at her. He just took the reins of the horse and clucked his tongue. The trap dipped as it began to move, and Gwenllyn put her hands over her swollen stomach.
"That was not part of the bargain," she said firmly. "I gave you money, and you gave my child your name. That was the arrangement."
"Well, I've missed the drove now. They'll be halfway to Smithfield. You can at least give me a bed for the night. That's not too much to ask, is it?"
He glanced at her stomach.
"I'm not likely to be after anything else with you in that condition, am I?"
She fell silent. Perhaps it was churlish of her to want him to be going on his way, but she hardly knew him. She'd seen him once or twice going through the village, heading for the ford across the River Wye, but that was all. It was only by chance that she made her bargain with him at all.
"When I talked to you by the river," she said, "I didn't say anything about you staying with me. I don't want a husband. That's the last."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?